I wrote at nights without much effect, mainly because I hadn't the first clue what I should write about. One night, I was invited to a dinner where I sat next to the wife of a big shot of a big Wall Street investment bank, Salomon Brothers. She more or less forced her husband to give me a job. I knew next to nothing about Salomon Brothers, but Salomon Brothers happened to be where Wall Street was being reinvented into the Wall Street we've come to know and love today. When I got there, I was assigned almost arbitrarily to the very best job in the place to observe the growing madness. They turned me into the house derivatives expert. A year and a half later, Salomon Brothers was handing me a check for hundreds of thousands of dollars to give advice about derivatives to professional investors. Now I had something to write about, Salomon Brothers. Wall Street had become so unhinged that it was paying recent Princeton graduates who knew nothing about money small fortunes to pretend they were experts about money. I'd stumbled into my next senior thesis. At that point, I called up my father, and I told him I was going to quit this job that promised me millions of dollars to write a book for an advance of 40 grand. There was this long pause on the other end of the line. "You might just want to think about that one," he said. "Why?" I asked. "You could stay at Salomon Brothers for 10 years, you could make your fortune, and then you could write your books," he said.